Let's get right to the major story unfolding on the southern border. Tonight at midnight, Title 42 expires. That's the health policy rule that's enabled the Biden administration, for the past 3 years of the pandemic, to quickly turn away legal asylum seekers. And yes, that's prevented many from entering the country. But unlike Title 8, another rule which was somewhat put aside, those attempts to enter were not recorded, and migrants weren't penalized for repeated attempts. Well, that changes tomorrow when Title 8 goes back in full effect, and migrants could be banned from entering for 5 years or criminally prosecuted for repeated attempts. The result is that so many migrants are seeking to cross the border by midnight tonight that border officials are having to release some on the promise that they will show up later for immigration hearings. Alisa Resnick is a reporter for KJZZ. Fronteras desk. She's on the Mexican side of the border, the Arizona border, in Nogales, where there is a legal point of entry. Alisa, President Biden warned the border would be chaotic as these rules switch. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's not what we're seeing here. I think that it's important to remember that Nogales is a twin city. There's Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora. And Nogales has been really a hub. Both of those cities have been a hub for humanitarian aid and really for asylum seekers who have been waiting, in some cases, more than a year to make their claims at the port of entry. So this morning I came to the aid shelter here called Kena Border Initiative. It is an aid center that helps with things like legal assistance, and it also provides a kind of how-to for how to deal with these new policies. There are people having breakfast, and actually, starting today, the CBP1 app process has changed here. So folks are kind of figuring out what that new process is going to look like.
Huh. Well, that's interesting that you aren't seeing what was predicted, and maybe that will change. But what is happening to migrant families? The LA Times is reporting some are getting home confinement and ankle monitors are getting in, but, you know, families maybe, but single adults aren't. What is your sense?
Yeah, that's a little bit hard to tell, at least from here. The information from the LA Times is new, especially in terms of that monitoring that will take place with those family units and ICE's plans there. I would say that in terms of who is let in and who is not, that's really been an open question over the last 3 years, because the process of how to get exempted from Title 42 for humanitarian reasons or emergencies, that's really been in flux. Right now, the main way to do that, really the only way to do that, is through the CBP1 app. But in the past, here in Nogales, that has also been done with the help of legal assistance, with families working with legal aid groups to make their claims and take them directly to the port of entry officers, who then decide whether their case can be considered an exemption to Title 42. This would be in cases of medical need or emergency, very, very large emergencies, or for migrants who are particularly at risk.
Yeah. There's been a concern about a lack of resources to address the scope of this problem. You spoke with Teresa Kovandich, the executive director of the shelter Casas Alitas in Tucson. This is about an hour north of the border.
In truth, it seems that the resources that have been developed, and there are enormous resources that have been developed to meet these folks, are going to not be sufficient for the actual number of people who are coming and needing our assistance.
So we have about a minute here, Alisa. What kind of strain are you seeing on responders? And just what's striking you today?
I think that the big thing to remember is that, yes, there are going to be a lot of people who are arriving to the border, or who have already been at the border, that are wondering what's next. And aid groups like Casa Alitas are preparing to meet those needs. Their biggest needs right now are transportation. They're looking at new bus routes in the state that will be funded by the state and Pima County, which is where Tucson is based. But I think more importantly, just, you know, Title 42 has been really hampering the ability to claim asylum at a port of entry for more than 3 years now. So this is going to take some time, and there are going to be some changes, and we will see more people. And I think groups are trying to plan for that.
Yeah. Alisa Resnick, a reporter for KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Arizona. Thank you so much.
Thank you.